Hello.
Hello.
Fuck me.
It's too early for that kind of thing.
Shut up. Oh, God. I don't such a... Oh, I can't hear the fucking thing again.
Hang on.
Oh. Is it... Oh, it's working.
Yeah.
Oh, I've never done that for ages.
What have you never done for ages?
Slept so long.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I did wake up a little bit in the night, but doesn't everybody?
When you get older, yeah, right. You have to go. And,
oh, dear me. Right, I just need to send a text. Well, you talk to me, and I'll just send this text, which I should have sent.
Oh, what would you
this
like
is my
me,
dog sitter.
What would you like me to talk to you about?
Anything you like at the moment.
Okay.
Hi, Kelly. Don't suppose you could look after the girls today from 11 this morning until about 6 or 7 this evening? Question mark. Why do I still get emails all the time? Oh, dear. Marriott Bonvoy. Save 25% at hotels across the... Plus a free breakfast. No, thanks.
You've just given them a free advert.
You don't have to put this bit of the whatever you call this thing out, do you? I mean, for goodness sake. Oh, God, where's the... Is it on mail, the show notes? For show notes, I use the term very loosely.
It's more of a script, isn't it?
More of a script.
Yeah.
Bollocks, is it a script? People actually say, oh, I really enjoy that. It must take a lot of time for Rob to come up with it. It takes him 2 seconds. He's written, in the news, summer budget, £10 meal vouchers, dirty air on the rise again in UK cities, Instagram, LGBT cure ban, now is the time for plastic surgery. There's a few emails from disgruntled listeners to the podcast, and there's a few jokes that people have sent in to cheer us all up. Sally goes to a local pet store in search of an exotic pet. As she looks about the store, she notices the box full of frogs. The sign says, sex frogs only, £20 each, comes with complete instructions. Excitedly looks around to see if anybody's watching her as she whispers softly to the man behind the counter, I'll take the one, as the man packages the frog. He quietly says to her, just follow the instructions. She grabs the box and is quickly on her way home. To be continued. Because it's very long. Done. Just got up. Got a cup of coffee, but it's a bit cold.
Hey,
a lady friend of me sent me photographs of her flowers in her garden, and I can't be outdone by that. So I've been around the garden, tried to find as many photographs and send them back, but I've accidentally sent her own back.
So a lady sent you a photograph of a lady garden this morning.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Yeah, just confirming that that's what you just said.
Yeah, I did. Oh, hang on, I've just got to reply back to my dog sitter.
Okay.
That's fine, but it may be 12:30 in that case. Is that okay? Question mark.
She couldn't do 11 then.
She could, but she's out until 11 or 11:30.
Okay.
But what was I saying?
You were talking about your friend's lady garden.
Yeah, it's very nice. It's got loads and loads of lovely... gorgeous scents in it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Gorgeous. Well, hang on, I've got to answer you. I'll just send a thumbs up.
You're giving it a thumbs up?
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
Nothing. You carry on.
I'm going to... Oh, bollocks. I might pop in just after... 11:30, see if you're there, okay? You can't, this is no good for the podcast, because nobody's going to want to hear interference by my phone. And lots of dead air. So if that's what you call it, dead air, I suppose you do, don't you?
This is like listening to you open your mail in the morning.
Yeah, well, it is, isn't it? Nobody opens mail much anymore unless they're brown letters. And even those, some of them I don't trust. So it's text, emails, text all the way, isn't it? I've just been outside, by the way, just popped out with the dogs, walked around the garden. Somebody down the road, I don't know where, has a massive bonfire going, and they've lost control of it. And whatever is on it is smoking about half a mile from around the area. I thought it was a foggy morning when I woke up, and I've been outside, and I could just feel it getting on my lungs. Do you know what I mean? When you breathe, oh dear, as if I didn't have enough to worry about.
And the smell.
Yeah, the smell.
Mm.
Yeah. I got up this morning, I'm feeling quite randy, and I haven't felt like this for a long time.
Well, I'm glad I'm a few hundred miles away.
Yeah, I'm glad you're a few hundred miles away, because you really would not... I had a really funny conversation on last night's radio show, because we're recording this on a Saturday morning, and he rang me at about 9:30. And I was in that lovely... And it's now just about 10:15. And in that time, I've got up, made myself a coffee, taken photographs of my garden... Something seriously wrong with you. and come set the studio up this morning, and we're doing some, well, we're probably not doing it, because I've no idea how much of this he will actually include in it. So anyway, what the hell was I talking about?
Your man garden.
Yeah, or just that, hang on just a minute. Kelly's back. Okay, good, fine. Right, done that. I send a little thumbs up if everything's A-okay. Oh, I've got a headache now. Oh, gosh. You know, you can't get up early quickly and, and focus. So this is going to be very embarrassing. But I actually haven't got any more time today, have you?
I'm busy today. I've been really, really busy since we've officially opened, yes.
Why?
It's just, it's all go, 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 all the customers.
Oh, well, I could have a pay rise then if you're busy. I would like to have a 50% pay rise on what you're paying me now.
I can do that.
Good. Okay. What was I talking? So I was on air Friday night. Oh, yeah, I was talking to a sexual therapist, I think. Oh, no, I was talking to a spokesperson for the LG, for the trans, and... I think her name was Madeline. Very nice lady. Very nice lady, or trans, or I'm confused again. Anyway, about this conversion therapy. Now, I don't know if you know anything about conversion therapy, but it's in my view, anyway, it is absolutely disgusting, and I think should be actually illegal. I think it is. Is it illegal? I'm not sure.
I would like to think so.
Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Is that the fact-checking department?
No. No. When did that happen? No. Really? All right, okay. Well, go and sit down. There's a good girl. Sorry about that. So anyway, talking about this and I'm in over my head, really, when it talk about this sort of stuff, because I've always been interested in the other sex. And then she said, oh, James, you're just stereotyping everything. I said, well, no, I don't think I am, because I'm not a man's man, if you know what I mean. She said, go on. Well, I don't like to go to the pub, drink beer and watch football or any of the other sports you can think of. I don't like it. I like to go shopping. I like to go to a nice restaurant. I like to go for walks. I like occasionally, can't even remember the last time I went to the theatre, actually. But I like those sort of things. I like scatter cushions and I like scented candles. Oh, you're stereotyping what somebody who may be gay is. I said, no, I'm not. Because I'm not gay. I love women. I love their company, most of them. And... I like them. I'm not gay. So I think halfway through the conversation, I think she was trying to convince me that I was. I said, you know, I'm not. She said, I just want to make sure that you are not in your mind struggling. Trust me, I'm not. In fact, if you know me a few years ago, I was, well, probably 20-odd years ago, always rampant, maybe 30. But, you know, you calm down, don't you?
I never got to rampant.
Did you not? What a shame.
When does the rampant bit kick in?
When does it kick in?
Yeah.
Sort of as soon as you're born. No, I suppose I wanted to go out with every girl I saw in the street as when I was about 16, 17. I was very bad at chatting women up like blokes used to.
Right, so what did you do?
I thought you had to be... So, well, I kept trying very hard and never got anywhere for a long time. And then, of course, I was married at a really early age, and as probably people know, if they Google me, I was a bit of a naughty boy. Seeing that it all ended up on the front page of the News of the World. And then I fell madly in love with my wife, and... Well, then sadly, after 40-odd years, she died. And the final chapter of my book is about to start. Although I've been to the doctors and I've found out what's been wrong with me.
And what is wrong with you?
I have low sodium and low salt level.
You told us last week.
Oh, did I? Oh, right. Okay, I don't need sodium. I'm all confused in my head. You know, when you get, I've literally got up, thrown the clothes on at the, I left them on the chair beside my bed. Well, actually the butler was holding them, brought them over. Said, Mr. Whale, did you want to get dressed now? And I said, no, I might just do the whole thing in my dressing gown. I'll bring you your gown, sir. I said, no, don't worry. I'll throw me, the polo shirt on and a pair of jogging bottoms and do the podcast. But I haven't really had time. You know, you need to sit for a half hour at least and clear your mind. But I went straight out in the garden because I couldn't let my friends, my lady friend's garden, actually outdo me. So I've been round and photographed. What the fuck is the matter with you? Do you want me to send you one so you can put it up on the website? Do you want me to? What are you laughing at, you bitch?
You're going to send me your friend's lady garden, are you?
No, this is mine.
Oh, right. I've gone in.
I'm trying to find something nice. They're intermixed with hers, which is really difficult to understand. I've made a complete f*** up. I'll just send you on text.
Okay. I'll take my phone out of airplane mode then.
Well, I haven't got mine in airplane mode.
Yeah, I know.
Well, how do you know?
I can't. Well, something gives it away.
Does it?
Mm.
Of course, you can send more than one photograph at a time, can't you?
You can, yeah.
I've just discovered how you do that.
Just be very careful.
Hello, girlies. You're good. You're so good. You're so good.
Oof.
What?
Your phone.
You got it. What about my phone?
That's quite nice, but it sort of hangs a bit, doesn't it?
It's a bit droopy, but it's supposed to be.
Okay.
I can't do any more because...
Can I show that to my wife later?
Yeah, why not? It's very nice.
She might appreciate
it. It's well trimmed.
Yep.
I've sent you a few more there, hopefully.
Well, you've got to get it from every angle, I suppose, to appreciate
yeah,
it.
Yeah. I had to separate so I could get a good shot right between.
That was a... Why has it all gone blue?
What do you mean, why has it all gone blue? It is blue. What?
Okay.
Go on, you can describe them all for our listener.
Okay, here we go. Well, that one, oh, that one's upright.
It's very, very upright. It's very pert. Yeah, I know, darling. I know it's a bit early, but it'd be okay. Sorry. Mm. Oh, people shouldn't know I speak dog, should they? No. I kept that a secret. Yeah.
We had a goat that had the same problem as you. And in the end,
hang on, I haven't got any problem. What are you talking about?
You're low sodium.
Really?
Yeah. And what you get is like a salt lick block. It's like a big, big, massive block of sodium on a...
No. Put a rope around it. No. I was on some medication that has done it, for funnily enough, for indigestion and a couple of other things. So anyway, I'm going to go and see a hematologist because they're the people who can sort your blood out.
I just thought you could put it on the end of your bed and just lick it when you're a bit low.
I don't want anything on the end of my bed that I can lick when I'm low.
Okay.
If you dare edit this in any way, shape, or form that makes me look like a dirty old perv, you're going to be in trouble.
I wouldn't do that.
I've got friends in North Wales who can easily pop round and say, hello.
Say that again.
I've got friends in North Wales who can easily pop round and say, hello.
I thought that's what you said.
It was what I said. Why do you ask me to say it again, you dick?
They're not really Welsh, are they?
No, they're not. They move around the country for me.
Okay.
I've gone one step up from my Mickey Mouse days.
Have you now?
Yeah. Anyway, I was talking to an MP on the show last night. I was talking about the £10 meal vouchers. All right?
Yeah.
And he knew absolutely f*** all. He's a nice bloke. I've chatted to him quite a few times. He's very enthusiastic. He's a new member of the new intake of, hold on, of MPs. And he's... oh, sugar. Ah. I think that fire, the smoke's coming in somewhere. What's going on? Anyway, talk about this, because I don't understand about it. Do you?
Well, I sort of had a couple of guesses as how it would work.
Yeah, well, I so asked him. I said, well, look, when's it? How's it going to work? Well, it's going to be going from now until the end of August. Well, it isn't, right? It's going to be going from the 3rd of August to the end of August. And I said, well, what do you do? Do you go into the restaurant and tell them you want 10 quid knocked off your meal? He said, no. I said, well, how do you do it? Do you get yourself a voucher? Well, no. And he didn't know. He waffled on a bit. And I said, well, how are we going to know? He said, well, by me coming on programs like this. And I said, okay. So do the people in restaurants and shops know about the £10 voucher? And he said, oh, yes. They'll all be clued up on it. And I'm not sure they are. But anyway, to cut a very long story short, what you actually have to do, because Ian, you have to go online on YouGov, you know, the government website.
Yeah.
And you have to download them or something.
The one each for every person that goes out, yeah?
Something like that. But you could go to three restaurants if you wanted to and have a starter in one, a main course in another, and a dessert in another. And you could take three vouchers and give one to each of the restaurants you went in.
That's a good idea, though.
No, it's not a good idea.
Well, that means three different restaurants get a share of all the money.
Yeah, but it's only £10 off the meal voucher, and it isn't down to the restaurant to do anything really about it, as far as I know. And I, as you know, my family have got a little restaurant. Oh, my nose is running. So that was quite funny. So you've got to go to the government website, and you can find out. It'll tell you what. I haven't been there, so it might be completely different by now.
I think it's a good thing. I think a lot of restaurants are going to take part. But it's only on certain days of the week, though, isn't it? The quieter periods of the week.
Yeah, I think it's Monday to Wednesday.
And you'd probably get a burger, which would usually cost about £6 from one of these takeaway burgery places, fast food places, for about £2, I think, from what I saw.
Well, you can take it into any restaurant you want, as far as I know, but it's only £10 to go. I mean, you go out as many times as you want during August and spend as many as you can, but it's only one per restaurant per day. Oh, my God, my nose is running now.
I assume you have to give your name and address on the website to get your voucher, because otherwise it'd be open to abuse.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Because otherwise you would everyone would be going to your family restaurant who are members of your family every night for food.
Yeah. Well, they won't, but get away with it because we say no.
No, you want them to, though.
Do I?
Well, of course you do. You're not losing the £10, are you? You're gaining £10 per person from the government and the person in the door. So you could put your prices up of your food, can't you, in theory?
And sorry, I'm actually sending another email while we talk. That's why I'm not Okay, go on.
So you can actually put your prices up a little bit to compensate. So you actually generate a bit more money and that the patrons still get their little bit of a discount. You're also saving on the VAT. It's a win-win for everybody, really.
Can I ask you a question?
Of course you can.
Good. Well, go and get your £10 vouchers. Go to my restaurant, The Italian Connection. Not Ritz. My son's and his wife's, and it's in Harrogate. And say I said hi. It's in Colbath Road, and it's a little Italian restaurant. And go and say I said hi, and tell me how it's going. Thank you very much. Take your meal vouchers there.
Why don't we just all print out the meal vouchers and then send them to your family restaurant and say we've been?
Are we allowed to do that?
There must be some loophole.
Yeah. I don't know. I think they use the... I think when you go in, you use the voucher as part of your paying your bill.
Yeah, there'd have to be a till receipt that ties up with the... and a payment from a customer, I would imagine.
I have to say, you know more about this without knowing anything, if you see what I mean, than the MP. He wasn't as good as waffling as you are. Oh, my nose.
And if you went in by yourself, and maybe your wife... or your girlfriend, or your boyfriend, or your brother or sister, and just two of you went in, you in theory could give, and your bill came to £100, say, for two people.
Yeah.
You could actually hand over five vouchers and pretend that there was a big table of five people.
Could you? I don't know.
That would be dodgy, though.
I don't think that's a good idea.
It's not a good idea. You'll get into trouble if you get found out, but theoretically, that's possible.
Yeah, so it is a good idea to kickstart the restaurant business, but a lot of people who will get them won't want to go out to a restaurant because they'll be watching their pennies and will probably, as you say, go and get a burger or something like that. Yeah, so I think the majority of them will be spent there, won't they?
I think the winners here are going to be your usual big four takeaways, yeah.
Yeah, that's the annoying thing because they're fine.
Yes, they are.
Most of them.
Got queuing around the block still.
Yeah. Good. Okay. Well, you might as well do your bore talk. Tech talk. Sorry, that's my mind playing tricks on me.
I see. Okay. Tesla will be able to make their vehicles completely self-driving by the end of this year.
Will they?
Yeah. That's what they say. They've been working on it for a while, though, haven't they? I mean, you can already sort of sit
in the
car.
My nose is streaming. I have no tish. Oh, yeah, I do.
You can already sit in a Tesla and let it sort of drive in a straight line. Dear me.
What's wrong? Go on, talk. Carry on. You haven't got my microphone on, have you?
I've always got your microphone on. You know that. And the cameras.
Well, why not turn the... Oh, sugar. Oh, God, that's cleared my head. Wow. There's nothing worse than getting hay fever first thing in the morning.
I'm
not allowed to take antihistamines either. I've taken too many of those. And they do mess you up.
You're addicted to antihistamines?
No, I just used to take one every morning for a long time.
Don't they bung you up?
Summer. That's what it was it? Oh, right.
I remember someone telling me about antihistamines, and I can't remember.
I have an antihistamine in one hand and a Senna tablet in the other.
Right. I remember taking them a while ago for some reason, and I never take antihistamines. And someone told me, try one of these, that'll stop your nose from running. And I remember afterwards being in lots of pain where your nose to your eye were all blocked up and sinus issues and stuff. So I'm never taking them again.
Well, for a couple of months, I've been taking one every day. And then I was thinking, I'm sneezing a bit, I'll take another one. On the same day, and so I think I might have overdosed on them. But anyway, I'm excuse me, hopefully getting a bit better.
I used to be like that with ibuprofen. I used to take two every day, every single day, for absolutely no reason.
Oh, I took those as well, and some Nurofen in between. I mean, and some paracetamol in between.
I used to get lots of headaches, so I used to just naturally just wake up and take them without even thinking about why I was taking.
Yeah, well, it's not good for you, is it? I think I've completely fucked part of me up. But it'll be okay. It'll get back.
So drugs are bad.
Can we not talk about my problems on the air like this, please?
Okay.
Can you cut all of that out? Because some bloke, woman, trans, whatever we have to say now. Now, that BBC rubbish, have you ever seen anything quite so fucking stupid? I mean, it is time for the BBC to go. Now, of course, if you've got an email, you send it to a member of staff, you should use the term that encompasses every kind of whatever. All this, well, you can actually, if you feel you're female today, then identify as a female. I feel more like a dog. And I love dogs. That's why I feel like a dog, not because of all the negativity around dogs. My girls are sitting here looking at me, very happy, and I sometimes feel I'm with them. So I want to be called dog.
Well, just tell people that you identify as a dog.
Yeah, I'm going to. Oh, fuck them up, won't it? So much stupidity around at the moment. Just be you and be happy with who you are.
You'll finally be able to understand Charlie Chuck.
I don't think so. Okay, so where were you? Tesla. I'm thinking I should buy one.
Eventually, yeah. Everyone should buy one, yeah.
Well, no, I think eventually. I like a Land Rover. In fact, best car I've ever had. And I'm not thinking of getting rid of that at all. But if they suddenly do an electric one, which they're working on, apparently.
They've made an electric plane.
Who have? What, Land Rover?
No, a plane.
Yeah, but I was talking about Land Rover Jaguar, and you were saying, oh, they've just made a plane.
Yeah, I was just giving you, because obviously we're thinking Land Rover.
So have Land Rover Jaguar made a plane?
No, they haven't. I was just saying the reason why people think that a car like Land Rover hasn't made one is because of the size and the weight of the vehicle. So I was saying that they've made one, an electric plane, which is obviously a huge vehicle. So if they can make one for a plane, there shouldn't be any reason why.
No, they are testing, as I shouldn't even be telling you this, a prototype Range Rover that is.
I think it's okay to say that they're, it's pretty obvious that most car manufacturers are testing something.
Okay. Were you on to anything else or not? I can't remember. I've got the hiccups again.
We got the, on Tuesday, I think the fate's going to be decided on Huawei.
Huawei. Apparently, we can't do anything but have them, because if we kick them out, most of our phones wouldn't work.
For a few days, yeah.
Yeah, for a few days, I heard, for a long time.
Well, no, it'd be for a long time, but scattered around a few days in different pockets of areas. Obviously, they're not going to take a mast down and then leave it down for a year. They're going to take a mast down and put a new one up over a few days.
Right.
And then they'll move to the next area.
Why have we allowed Huawei to get so involved in our infrastructure of our telecoms?
Yeah, but that's like saying, why have we allowed, say, Vodafone, the infrastructure of our telecoms, if they get bought out by a Chinese company or something?
Have they?
No, they haven't. I'm just saying, for so many years, everything was rosy and okay. And then all of a sudden, the Americans decided that Huawei were a risk and put pressure on everyone else to ban them.
Yeah, I know. Have they done the right thing?
Possibly.
Yeah. And Vodafone, I've never been on any other provider. I've been on Vodafone for 20-odd years.
I think you've probably been on Vodafone for a lot longer than 20 years.
Do you think so? Right from word go, anyway.
1993, I think, I was with Vodafone.
All right. I actually threatened to leave a few times, and remarkable how good a deal you could eventually get.
Everyone has to go through that process at least once every couple of years, phone up your providers and
who are you on?
Well, I'm with Vodafone, and I do the same as you. I phone them up and say, look, I've seen a really good deal with EE, for example, unlimited this, unlimited that, and maybe thinking I should move over. What's my code so I can move my number over? And they said, let me put you through to retentions. and then you just talk
I don't
to
know why that makes me laugh. Retentions? Would you like to go to retention, sir? It's the third floor, retentions. Any problem you have, you want to retain something, we can help you with it. Now, where were we? Oh, here we are, sir. Retentions.
So you basically dictate what you want to them and they see what they can do for you.
Do you know, my daughter, she had a phone contract. Do you know how much she pays a month? Well, actually, I pay it. But do you know how much her monthly contract is for unlimited calls and texts and minutes?
No.
£3.75.
Gosh. £3.75?
Yeah. That's with Sky, that.
Right.
I'm a Sky Diamond customer, apparently.
Mm.
And my retention is very good.
I bet it is. You don't need to go to the third floor.
I got a really good deal with Sky TV as well the other week. I phoned them up in the middle of this corona stuff. I had nothing else better to do. So I phoned up all my providers and I got my Sky package halved and all my equipment upgraded for free. And that includes...
How did you manage that? Oh, yeah, you told them about what you discovered years ago.
Oh, yeah, we can't talk about that.
No. Right, okay, I'm bored with you now, so I think I should finish. In fact, I should probably start that joke from the beginning because people won't know what I'm doing, will they?
I won't talk about the thousands of advertisers that have now stopped advertising on Facebook.
No. Can we not get them to come on here?
There's a lot. A thousand. And we're talking large advertisers, people like Microsoft. have stopped advertising on Facebook.
And have you got that app sorted out? Because I arranged some sort of sponsorship for the app.
The app
and,
is...
And that is so long ago, I don't know that they'll be thinking of doing it now.
I'm waiting for some photos.
Mm. Well, why the fuck did you not sort this out before you said, oh, we should get someone to sponsor this?
The app is done. It's ready to go. It's beautiful.
Yeah, but that doesn't... The people who said they sponsor it and want to see it first, obviously. And I had forgotten about it, and so probably have they.
No, they haven't. It's fine. It's all done. The sponsorship is in the app already.
The person who... I'll tell you this, and you can go and suck on this. The person who I negotiated it with actually has left the company now.
Right. So you basically did a deal with somebody that was... You know, leaving the company anyway, thinking.
No. It was a long time ago. It was about a month or so ago, and now they've left for whatever reason, and somebody else has taken over their role.
Right. Okay.
So I've got to go through it all again.
I'm sure a man of your persuasion will. You might get more.
Oh dear! Oh dear! Let's get on. I'm going to do this joke because we'll be running out of time soon. Sally goes to a local pet store in search of, this is Kim, by the way, Kim, 1967 Kim. Sally goes to a local pet store in search of an exotic pet. As she looks about the store, she sees a box full of frogs. The sign says, sex frogs only, £20 each. Comes with complete instructions. Sally excitedly looks around to see if anybody is watching her as she whispers softly to the man behind the counter, I'll take one. As the man packages the frog, he quietly says to her, just follow the instructions. She grabs the box and is quickly on her way home. Now, as soon as she closes the door to her apartment, she opens the instructions and reads them very carefully. She does exactly what is specified. Take a shower. Splash on some nice perfume, slip into a very sexy nighty, crawl into bed and place the frog down in between your legs and allow the frog to do what he has been trained to do. She then quickly gets into bed with the frog and, to her surprise, nothing happens. Very disappointed and quite upset at this point. She rereads the instructions and notices at the bottom of her paper it says, if you have any problems or questions, please call the pet store. So she calls the pet store. The man says, I'll be right over. Within minutes, the man is ringing her doorbell. Sally welcomes him in and says, see, I've done everything according to the instructions. The damn frog just sits there. The man, looking very concerned, picks up the frog, stares directly into its eyes and sternly says, listen to me. I'm only going to show you how to do this one more time. Oh, dear. That was a... Dear, oh, dear, Kim. You don't get it, do you? So he's been selling frogs with this message to loads of ladies, and they've been calling him, and then he's been going in, and it's quite rude, isn't it? Quite rude. What?
That's terrible.
Is it? Oh, right. Okay. Why is that?
Well, it's taken advantage of a situation, isn't it, really?
Mm. Yeah. I suppose it has, hasn't it, really? Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that going to get your bed sheets a bit dirty, though? Frogs flopping around.
You see what I'm concerned about?
What?
I'm concerned about that the frog might get squashed and killed, and I will be very upset about that. If the lady or any other lady needs a good seeing to,
yeah,
give Rob a ring.
I haven't got any spare frogs.
Wigan Jim, here, this is a good joke you sent it. Don't forget, if you guys want to send me a joke, we get loads and some are really not, they're not funny at all. Send them in to jameswhaleradio@gmail.com. jameswhaleradio@gmail.com. James, here's a few quickies for you and Rob. What's the difference between hungry and horny, where you stick the cucumber? I don't understand that. Hang on. What's the difference between hungry and horny, where you stick the cucumber? Oh, either in... Yeah, okay. A man goes to a £10 sex worker and contracts crabs. He goes back to complain. The sex worker laughs and says, what do you expect for 10 quid? Lobster? Oh, dear. Why is diarrhea hereditary?
I don't know.
Because it runs in your genes. That is disgusting. That is so, so disgusting. Oh. Yeah, thank you, Wigan Jim. oh, dear. Hang on, there was...
Mark from London, is it?
Yeah, should we do that?
Yeah.
Might as well, got time. A man went to the dentist to have a tooth pulled. The dentist pulls out a needle to give the man... No way! No needles! I hate needles, the patient said. The dentist starts to hook up the laughing gas, and the man objects, I can't do the gas thing. The thought of having the gas mask on my face scares me. The dentist then says, if the man has any objection to taking a pill, no, the patient says, I'm fine with pills. The dentist then returns and says, here is a Viagra tablet. The patient, surprised, says, wow, I didn't know Viagra worked as a painkiller. It doesn't, replied the dentist, but it will give you something to hold on to when I pull out your tooth. That is funny. Actually, quite often I won't have an injection for a smallish filling, if I have one. I haven't had any for years, because it takes longer for the injection to wear off than it does for the bit of pain you get when you're getting a filling.
Also,
well, I find
when they give the injection, they wait like 2 minutes and go, can you feel that numbing? And you go, yeah, I can start feeling something. And then they start work and it's like, And then when you leave, your whole face goes numb.
Yeah, exactly.
They should jab you in the waiting room.
I beg your pardon?
They should
You'd be struck off as a dentist for doing that sort of thing.
They should jab you in the waiting room. They should say, who's going in for a fill-in? It's like, I am. And then it's like, but then again, you could be waiting there for an hour, couldn't you?
Oh dear, I'm feeling a bit sick now. You know when you get up and you haven't really... I had a banana. I've eaten the banana while we've been doing this and had a cup of coffee.
I had a caramel chocolate digestive.
Did you, by golly gosh?
I did.
When we finish this, I'm going to have a shower and go out. I thought maybe I could pitch half an hour just to lie down.
Why not? We got some Wales Mail.
Oh, have we? Okay. Put my glasses on and read it. Where is it? Richard Allen, what's he saying? Defunding police forces seems like a dream come true for all the opportunist would-be criminals that don't currently engage in criminal activity for fear of getting caught. No doubt there will be some very positive changes across the world to come from Black Lives Matter, but reduced policing, training and upskilling police forces to be the best they can would be a good investment, I think. Well, look, Richard, they're really, you know, I can't find anything about Black Lives Matter that really enthralls me. They want to change the whole world into a sort of Marxist type of place. And, of course, all lives matter, and there should be no racism. We should find a way of anybody who's racist or any organizations who seem to carry out a policy, we should stop. But what there is lacking is really good, and this sounds a bit namby-pamby, but really good role models for some young black guys, because there's a lot of sort of gangsters around in inner city areas who are manipulating young people into those sort of worlds. And we need to get people, there are a few, to sort of let everybody know that, you know, you can, from whatever kind of background you come from, and it's a matter of luck where you get born in many ways, isn't it? If you've got that drive, and everybody needs to know this, that you can achieve, if you have the wish to do so, and that's really, it's more important than people realize, you've got to have the wish to do so. You've got to have the drive to do so. Never mind about, oh, well, I'll get this benefit, I'll get that benefit. Sod all that. You want to get out there and get yourself as successful as you can be. You might have a great idea. Then you need to start working on it. I mean, I'm very friendly with Theo Pathetus, who's he's a lovely man. And he started with a couple of ideas and selling watches in a jeweler's shop. And then he made quite a lot of money by taking quite a lot of risks. And then one day, back in about 1990, hang on just 1 minute. Bishop, how are you? I'm right in the middle of recording my podcast at the moment, so at this time, you are on the air to millions of people.
I love everybody, tell everybody. Love everybody.
Are you in the shower?
I'm in the shower, so I'm going to better go. And I just wanted to ring and say I loved you as well. Give me a call when you're free.
I will, but why are you ringing me while you're in the shower?
Well, it's just stopped. So I've got about 3 minutes or 4 minutes before it goes back again. It's broken.
Oh, dear.
So I'm just having a recharge. But anyway, I thought I'd ring and say hello, and I hope you're okay, and give us a call back.
I'll call you back in a bit. All right, mate.
God bless you. God bless you, man.
Bye. That's my friend, the Bishop. Sorry, where was I?
Hang on. I can rewind.
Why? What for? Oh, you don't have to cut the Bishop out. He'd like to be on. He's probably the top PR man in the country.
You were telling us about Theo Pathetus, how everything, he lost everything.
Yeah. He came back in 1990. He came home and he said to Debs, his wife, he said, look, I'm sorry, but I've lost everything. He said, I tried a gamble, put everything up against it, including this house. I've lost a lot. He said, we have until tomorrow to move out. And they did. 1990, they moved out. A friend of his felt a bit sorry for him and said, look, if you really feel you can you can do some good, I mean, you've got to have good friends. And he did. He said, I will give you, I'll give you a certain amount of money, and if you can treble it, I might have the story a bit wrong. He says, you can keep a third or whatever. Something like that he did. And that started him off on his next fortune.
Just a little leg up.
Yeah. Hmm. And now I think, you know, now he's super successful. And, well, I said to him the other day, why don't you retire? He said, well, what would I do?
Yeah.
So entrepreneurs can't stop, really.
I started my empire with £300.
And look at you now.
Yeah.
I mean, you didn't come from a particularly exclusive family, did you?
Nope, not at all.
Yeah. Well, no, you can achieve it. It's a question of you've got to get out there and want to. And a lot of us aren't entrepreneurs. A lot of us aren't those sort of people. But they come from most entrepreneurs that I've met come from fairly poor backgrounds. I mean, Theo used to live with his mum, and I think he had a sister, I can't remember, in one room in Stoke Newington. You know, you've got to really work for, you know, nobody gets anything for nothing. These people all work hard. And I have to say, he was just brilliant. All his staff, of which he's got many, if you think of all the businesses he owns, he looked after them all through the lockdown process. Anyway, I shouldn't really be talking about him at great length, should I?
question?
I think it's about time for doing the question. Sorry, what were you going to say?
Should we do the questions? That's what I was going to say.
Oh, were you going to say that? Were you? Okay. Oh, God, my phone's going mad now. It's coming up to 11 o'clock.
You need to put the moon on.
Hang on just a minute. No, I think that's okay. I can just drive up and meet you in the car park.
Right. Is this another dogging session you're organising?
No, it is not. It's going shopping with a friend. Right, okay, so where were we? You're going to have to cut out all of this stuff because this has been a mess in my mind. I mean, I'm not really copus mentis.
It is early, yeah.
I don't know why my phone keeps turning itself down. Is it something to do with the case? Press it. I don't know.
I don't know.
Hmm. Anyway, right. Okay. Any questions or not? Let's do a few.
I've got some.
Not too many.
Jay Robinson. Is it time for Sadiq Khan to vacate London?
Yeah, I would have thought so, but there's an election fairly soon, so we will have to wait for that. When is it? November or not?
I don't know, you know, because I don't live in London, so it doesn't really concern me. So,
well, I don't live in London, but I think it's. I think when is the mayoral election? I think it's November. Or am I?
It must be very soon.
Of America. Yeah. Anyway, off you go. Go on. I've got to go. That's all. I'm looking at the time.
Okay, Jane Callis, are you going to keep your beard?
I've shaved most of it off. Quite like it. Makes me look mischievous.
Gene Matheson, what mischief have you been up to since the lockdown has been eased? Oh, God.
Not a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nothing I'm prepared to tell you about, anyway.
Yeah. Andy Quick, why has the government opened lockdown for pubs before cancer patient? F***ing fuming here, James Whale.
Hang on. F***ing fuming here, James Whale.
Yeah, he's upset because the government have opened lockdown for pubs before opening up cancer treatment for patients.
I have no idea. Probably don't be annoyed with the government, be annoyed with their medical advisors. But I thought that was wrong. I thought they'd started up cancer treatment again a few weeks ago. One of us is wrong.
Kevin Pierce, what major event has broken while you've been on air?
Apart from COVID, I can't think of anything, can you?
Didn't Elvis die while you were on air?
Oh, while I was on air. You said while we were on lockdown.
No.
What major event have broken while you've been on air? Elvis died while I was on air one night. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. You are absolutely right. I'm trying to think what else happened while I was on air. Well, I was nearly on air when the Twin Towers were hit, but I was called to go in straight away.
Moon landings?
No, I was just trying to think if it was Princess Diana. No, I was driving back from London, funnily enough, when I got a call about Princess Diana. Those were the major events I can think of.
Rob James, if you don't pay your exorcist, do you get repossessed?
If you don't pay your exorcist, do you get repossessed? I don't think so, because I just wouldn't pay an exorcist anyway. It seems a ridiculous waste of money.
I would just do everything I could to scare the whatever's there away.
Mm. I don't believe there's anything there, unfortunately.
Judith Ann, What is the stance on wearing face masks? Do they really work? Are they really necessary? And if so, should they be made a legal requirement?
Well, I don't think they should be made a legal requirement. They are there to protect other people, not really to protect you. So if people ask for you to put on a face mask when you go in a shop or somewhere, then you should do it out of courtesy. But I tend not to wear one unless I'm asked.
Do you carry yours around with you?
Well, I've got people keep sending them to me. I've got a kind of bandana that I pull up like a cowboy.
A cravat.
Yeah, I prefer to call it a bandana.
Yeah, that's because you're trying to be down with kids.
Oh, shut the fuck up. Right, you didn't do that long one, did you?
It's because it's, all right then. Madge Conisher, do you remember when I came and sang, played and chatted to you on your radio shows? I've just dug out some old cassette recordings of these occasions. Giving me a right chuckle listening to all those nonsense we got up to on air. Thank you for having us as your guest. Lots of love, Madge.
Sadly, Madge, I don't remember that. You'll have to send them to me. Over the years, I had loads of people singing and playing on the program. A friend of mine has just dug up in their loft, 1985, me on Radio Air in Leeds. So they're sending it to me. I can't wait to hear.
There's quite a lot of stuff around on the internet.
Yeah, I know. It's what worries me.
Mm-hmm.
Right, listen, I've got to go. I've got to go and beautify myself.
And meet someone in a car park.
Yeah. Oh, there they are again. Right, okay, guys, thank you very much indeed for listening to the James Whale podcast. And I would love to hear from you for next week's show. Any jokes or any stories you have to tell, get in touch with jameswhaleradio@gmail.com. Right, you can go now. I'm going to finish my breakfast.
Okay.
To the James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/JamesWhaleRadioShow or follow James on Twitter @TheJamesWhale. James Whale, the voice of reason.